She wants to go again and finish the game, and that is even better. Brilliant hitting from Harmanpreet Kaur. That's the way to finish off the game.
I agree, Richo. It was a magnificent way to finish off the game yesterday. Two big sixes by Harmanpreet Kaur, the Indian captain who is representing the Melbourne Renegades in the WBBL, and that finished the game against the Sydney Sixers. A comprehensive victory it was by the girls in red, and that's good for me because I barrack for them. And Simon Helmut, it's good for him too. He's the coach of the Renegades in the Women's Big Bash this season, and he's doing a hell of a job. Helmo, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
We're going well. Not as well as you, though. That was impressive yesterday. The plans in place, Simon, they were very, very good. Did you sit back upon reflection last night and go, you know what, guys? I think we nailed it today.
I think we did. I think Sophie did an awesome job, and the leaders out in the ground just up and out there. They read the conditions pretty well. That wicket had been under covers for near on 2 days. A lot of rain up here in Lonnie. So yeah, it was really good. Really pleased the way the girls played, and to finish it off in style like that with Harmanpreet Kaur, who's become a really important member of our squad after, you know, 3 or 4 matches.
So. Coming into this game, I mean, it's only been a couple of games to start the campaign so far. Have you been happy with what's come together, the way it's coming together before the game yesterday?
Yeah, it was going beautifully until Georgia Wareham did a knee.
Yeah, well, there you go, yeah.
And then that was a disaster. She took 3 for 11 and off 4 overs in her first match. Her and Sophie Molyneux did really well in that first game. Had a bit of a hiccup in the second game against the Strikers, who I think are a very good, solid team. Happy. As you know, in tournaments like this, when there's 4-day matches, you sort of want to work your way into the tournament. You want to play all your good stuff at the start.
Yep.
But I think we're doing enough good things at the moment with bat, ball and field. But there's still a few little areas of improvement, maybe some of the stuff with the batting, just a few less dot balls, a few bigger partnerships, just in case you have to, you know, chase down those bigger scores when the wickets get drier and flatter later on in the summer.
So, Simon, when you're playing against a team like the Sixers, do you play against the individual or do you play against the team? Because they've got so many dangerous players. Is the plan to go on your strengths or go against that particular individual because they can be so dangerous and take the game away from you quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a combination of both, Rama. I reckon for us yesterday, we had specific plans to bowl to individuals to try and make us uncomfortable as possible. Look, and that, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But look, for us, it was there was a general theme and a general plan on where we wanted to try and get the Sixers to hit the ball. It was a good wicket, and so usually in that case, you don't want teams to hit easily square. So the stumps are your friend. Try and stick at the round of the stumps, take the pace off because they have some strong hitters in Healy and Gardner. And then, and hopefully, you know, just field as strongly and put the fielders in the best spots to make sure that if you do err, that you've got some protection. And the girls did really well with that yesterday. Doesn't always work. I was interested. I watched the game afterwards and saw Sophie Devine belt 100 off 60 balls. Fortunately, we didn't play against him the day before. The rain stopped the game.
So where are you guys at the moment? Are you feeling more comfortable batting first or bowling first?
Oh, when you're unsure of wickets or conditions, it's always nice to be able to bowl first. So we've won a couple of handy tosses there. Bowl first, find out what the surface is doing, and then you can, you know, bat accordingly. We've been fortunate. The two totals we've chased down have been 120 and 125. Probably the next challenge for us, going back to your previous question, the challenge for us now is just how to work a plan, strategy out with the bat to, you know, give us a chance to make, you know, those 140-plus scores.
It was a pretty handy start when you've got them 3 for 12 and you've got Healy, Verma and Gardner back in the pavilion in 4 overs. That's almost like the dream start.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Whitey. They give you a headache, those players, especially Healy. You know, she can take a match away from you at any time. The spin worked for us yesterday. We're fortunate we've got some spin depth. We've got some off-pace bowlers. For us yesterday, we only used 1 over of our popper pace. Ellie Falconer bowled the last over, and it was a shame for Phil, and she missed out altogether. But she fielded really well. So, look, we're just going to have to work the bowling group as best we possibly can, especially with Georgia being out for the rest of the series. and hopefully that'll work for us. But we have one more game here, and then we head off to Perth. So that'll be a different surface and a different opposition.
We've spoken to a few of your players over the last couple of weeks, and they've all commented on the influence of the overseas players, particularly the two Indian stars that you've got in your team. What sort of impact do you think they're having from a coaching perspective?
Harmanpreet, she's the captain of India T20 side. Very calm, very organised and experienced. And as you know, we've all talked about this before. T20 is an experienced person's game because you need to problem solve, work through situations, and she did it again yesterday. Jemima Rodrigues, she's a pocket rocket, lots of personality. She's really aggressive top order batsman. I think she was the top run scorer in the 100 recently. So she comes in with good form, and I think she's going to be a very, very, very good player for India in the future. And then Eve Jones has been a really good domestic player, played for the Phoenix last season, and she had a chance opening the batting yesterday, and she nailed it. She got us off to a flyer. So it's really important to get good overseas, not only as cricketers, but also as people, and that fits into our Renegades family really well.
So you bowled spin the first six overs of the power play and took the pace off, as you said, and tried to make it difficult. You got the wickets to capitalise, but then you changed the batting lineup too. Is that something we'll see consistently, different combinations and different the ways you attack different games depending on surface and team, or particularly from a batting perspective, Helmo, will you try and keep the lineup as stable as possible?
Yeah, try and keep it as stable. But Soph and I had a chat what we could maybe do a little bit differently for this game. And she was very selfless. She's been opening the batting for a while for the Renegades. But we thought, look, that's Eve Jones, she opens the batting for her team over in England. And that's probably where she feels more comfortable. So we felt it was a good opportunity for her to get out there and play her usual role. I'd love to see Jess Duffin get into the game more at some stage, half. So we'll probably have to try and orchestrate that. I'm not sure if you saw the game, but second ball, she stepped inside. And she's a really talented player, isn't she? I mean, obviously she's made lots of runs for a long time. And I think if we can try and get her into the tournament a bit more as well, that might be advantageous for us.
And there's just one of those, there's a feeling when Jess Duffin gets to the crease, and I've been able to work with her through the footy world, Helmo, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
There's just a sense of calm about her whenever she's in the moment, I reckon. I reckon that's, in a game of T20, I reckon that's really important.
Yeah, when she was deciding whether she'd play again this season after having the season off after the birth of her daughter, we just wanted her experience and her calmness, and especially with Soph being a new captain, it's great having her around the group and around the side. And her batting's one part of it, but also her leadership, in the field and just supporting the girls is excellent. But I'd like to see more of her out in the middle if we can, but hopefully we can win more games. Only two or three down, that's helpful too.
Carly Leeson's a clever bowler, isn't she? You've got a lot of different variations. She bowls six different balls every over.
She's the AJ Ty of the Renegades side. She's got lots of change-ups. And, I mean, that's the key. Look, some players can take that stuff on, but others, as we know, if you can be unpredictable with your 24 balls at your bowl, that's helpful. And the other one for us yesterday was Courtney Webb. I think she didn't bowl an over last year, and she got four overs. She bowled four overs yesterday. So, look, that's in a season of 14 games, if you can keep learning and discovering different aspects of your team that's going to obviously help you in different circumstances, that's certainly going to be advantageous as the season goes on. Every team's good. First can beat eighth in WBBL, and that's the toughest part about this game. You can't take your foot off because anyone can beat anyone.
And you mentioned Georgia Wareham before, and we spoke to her 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Whitey, before the campaign kicked off. And she's obviously an Australian player, a world-class spinner, and now has had that ACL rupture confirmed. How do you, as the coach, manage that situation from the list perspective, but also the human element, Helmo? How difficult is that challenge?
Look, injuries are horrible, and the thing for Georgia, the same thing happened last year. She did a heel last year and missed half the season. So she's pretty disappointed. And obviously, outside of the WBBL, there's Ashes campaigns, India series. Other series coming up. It's difficult. She's still young, which is great. So there's going to be lots of opportunities down the track. But what they'll do, they'll assess what needs to happen from a Cricket Australia point of view now, and work out what needs to be done from where she has her operation and what needs to be done. I don't think everything's been sorted out just yet, but we hope for her a really speedy recovery.
Did you see any of the Australia-South Africa men's game the other night, Simon?
I watched it all. Impressive.
Yeah, impressive. So what are your thoughts on it? Because they're sort of going against convention in those conditions with the fast bowling options, and they've still got some issues with their batting, but they won. What did you take out of it?
The only issues I reckon at the moment are one and two. If we can get Finchie and Warner working, I think we could be a formidable side. I really like the team. I know spin's important. I looked at the wickets last night. Sharjah played really well. I think Sri Lanka chased down Bangladesh.
Yep.
Did you see Pakistan? My goodness. Mate, winning. They played that game at Dubai Stadium, chased them down, zero down. Well, I didn't have them in the top four, but Pakistan, they're like the Andre Leconte at World Cup. They're erratic, but they're very talented. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, I see Matthew Hayden sitting in the stands. He's never coached a team in his life, so he must be loving it already. jumping back to your first question, Glenn Maxwell, this guy just continually impresses me. He's bowling to right-handers in a power play and getting wickets. Big mistake, South Africa not playing Faf du Plessis, picking him in the squad. I mean, he's just come off an IPL championship, which brings another point into this World Cup. But going back to it, I reckon Aussies have got it right. I reckon the team was good. How unlucky was Agar and Richardson? They're two quality players. Yet we had to play Hazelwood. He was the bowler of the tournament for Chennai Super Kings in the IPL. So I was pretty encouraged with the Aussies. I know it was a low-scoring game. I reckon that was the dustiest week. I reckon Abu Dhabi's going to be a bit dusty. Sharjah is a postage stamp, so you can get big scores there. And Dubai Stadium usually plays pretty well. I was concerned the wickets weren't going to be great, guys, because of the IPL over the last month or so. It looks like they've got it right. But Aussies for me, I reckon Aussies, England, India, New Zealand, they always make it. So I reckon they're the four teams. But I tell you what, Pakistan, what they did yesterday, they're in the mix too.
Well, that sets up for a nice T20 World Cup then. But we'll see how the Aussies go, Helmo. We'll certainly see how the Renegades go. When's your next game, did you say?
We play Wednesday, one more at Devonport, then we skip off to Lilac Hill in WA in Perth in a few days' time.
Oh, sounds like a nice Beautiful place to be, Lilac Hill. Good luck to you, Helmo. Nice to watch the girls do put in a great performance yesterday against a star-studded Sixers lineup, and hopefully it continues for a long period of time.
Thanks a lot, guys, and enjoy freedom. Hope it's all going great.